What a wonderful day this is. Oh, I am so happy to be here in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Yes, it's a good day to be here. Are you feeling good today? Oh, not as good as I. Not as good as I. Hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
How are you today? Oh, it's a good day to be. I've never been in this synagogue before. It looks different to me than I'm used to, but this is a good day to be here. It's a good day to be anywhere, let me tell you. Fine-looking people you are. Shabbat shalom to you all. Oh, my goodness. Where am I? Shabbat shalom, everyone. Yes, yes. It's so good to see each and every one of you here. Hello, children. How are you? Good, good, good. I'm honored to be here among you. Sir, how are you today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm all right. What happened to your beard? My goodness. Someone has shaved off half your beard. Yes. Well, it's just like the story of Hanan when he shaved off the beards of David's ambassadors. Mike, who did this to you? Was it the Romans?
My wife likes it this way.
What? What is wrong with you? What in the world? Where have I come? You sure? I thought maybe the Romans did that to you. Those worthless... Wait. No. Just be quiet. No. I'm still shaved, really? In fact, there's a whole lot of guys here who got their beard shaven. I'm not surrounded by Romans, am I?
No.
Good. I'm safe? All right. Maybe they've shaved their beards because they're grieving. Maybe that's why. There's a fellow, looks very sad, beard shaven. I don't know, but I'm not sad today. No, I'm praising God today. This is a good day. A good day to be alive. Here, sir, stand up with me. Let me praise the Lord with you. Yes. What are you wearing? Good grief, let me have a look at you. Oh, dear. Didn't get your Sabbath robe washed in time this week, did you?
No, I didn't.
That's all right. So it's been a busy week. Busy week with everyone in town for the festival, the Passover. I could see why. It happens. You get it washed next week, okay. But wait. What is around your neck? What is this? It's like a hangman's noose. Who would wear such a thing? In fact, there's a whole lot of you guys wearing this. Is this new? I don't know. Strange. That's all right, though. Here, have a seat. My goodness, this is a strange synagogue, but I'm thrilled to be here with you today. Thrilled to be here. Hello to the children who are here. It's good to have you here with me. Oh, strange place, strange attire you all wear. But it's good. What was that? Like a flash of lightning. Thought maybe I was having a divine revelation for a moment. It's good to be here. Are you feeling good today? Oh, yes. Not as good as me, though. Not as good as me. It's a thrill for me to be here with you today. I praise God that I can be in the synagogue here with you. Are you excited to worship?
Amen.
Me too. But I wonder, do you know who I am? Maybe not. But I would wager that you know my name. Do you know my name? Oh, I think you do. I think you do. If not, you will. For I imagine my name will go down in history. It will. My name will be remembered. People will know my name. For my name is Barabbas. Ah, yes, I see some of you have heard of me. I suppose you're wondering, how am I here today? You probably heard about my arrest by the Romans. So you're probably wondering, how in the world could a condemned man be here with us? Let me tell you my story. I suppose your head rabbi wouldn't mind if I told the story today. Do you think he would care? No, I've never met him before. I never have, but I've heard tale of him. Fine man, the head rabbi. Good man, smart, ruggedly handsome, they say about him. I don't know, never met him before. But he wouldn't mind if I told you my story, would he? You see, my friends, I am a child of Israel, and I am proud of my heritage. I, like many of you, despise and hate the rule of Rome over our land. It's our land. It's the land that our God gave to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, gave it to our fathers. And now these Romans come in. They have no right to this land. They have no right to rule over God's people. These soldiers telling us what to do. These guys, they come marching along, and you can be there just like you, sir, sitting doing nothing, and they can stop, and they can press you into service and make you march a mile with them. And not just march a mile, but they'll make you carry their pack. I'm sure that's happened to some of you, too. It's just disgusting, the thought of carrying the pack of a Gentile. They make us do it, though. And taxes, don't even get me started on their taxes. Corrupt all of them, I say. Choking the people of our money. Liars and cheats they are. They have no right. My friends, I am Barabbas. Do you know what my name means? My name means son of the Father. Son of the Father, and I could not stand to see our father's land and our father's people desecrated by these heathen Romans anymore. So me and my guys, we could take it no longer. So we formed a resistance. We got organized. And then we led raids on the Romans. We attacked them, took back our money. It's our money in the first place. Our taxes that we worked hard for, we took it back from them. And then, don't tell anyone. We even killed a few of them too. But wait, why am I worried? I'm Barabbas. They had me. They had me in their clutches, but I am free today. Hallelujah to our God. You see, we had started an insurrection, and the rebellion was growing. More and more were coming to our side. We were starting to make those Romans sweat. But then, something went wrong. Something went wrong in our last attack. They had extra men there waiting for us. And we fought hard. But at the end, several of us fell. And we kept fighting. And me and Abaddon and Enon were captured. But the rest did escape while we held them off. We were captured. We knew the risk. We knew what awaited us. We knew the punishment that awaited us at the hands of the Romans. But we didn't care. For it's better to die standing on your feet than to live on your knees. That's what we would say. So we waited. We waited in prison, hungry, dirty, waiting for our day to come. Waiting for our day to be crucified. And I thought, how could God do this to me? How could he do this to Barabbas? We were fighting for him just like Joshua and David of old. And now, was Barabbas destined to die on a Roman cross? Yesterday was to be my last day living on this earth. We were set to be crucified, but then something happened. Then a new prisoner was arrested. And I watched as they dragged him in and threw him to the ground. And I watched what the soldiers did to this guy. It was terrible. But I was glad it wasn't me. They put a sack over his head and then took turns hitting him time and time again, mocking him, saying, "Prophesy, tell us who it was that struck you." And they spat on him. Then they found a bunch of thorns and twisted it into a crown and took it and jabbed it down onto his head. And then they grabbed clubs and began to beat him over and over again on his head. I've never seen anything like that. Brutality. And they bowed before him, bowed down, laughing before him, calling him the King of the Jews. He didn't deserve that mocking. No Jew should be treated like that. But at least it wasn't me. Then I heard his name. They called him Jesus. Have you heard about Jesus? Yes, this fella from Nazareth. I've heard about him. Miracle worker, the people call him. Some even wondered if he was a Messiah. Well, the guy I saw there in that cell didn't look like any Messiah to me. The Messiah is supposed to get rid of these Romans. He's supposed to free us from this oppression. The Messiah is supposed to save us. Isn't he? Oh, this guy Jesus. He didn't look like he could save anybody. Oh, don't get me wrong. I've heard the rumors about him. I've heard how he's healed people, cast out demons. They said he even fed thousands of people one afternoon. Well, that's all well and good, but what about the Romans? What about our freedom? The next thing I knew, the soldiers came in, the guards, they grabbed him. And then they came over. And they grabbed me too. And I thought this was it. This is the end. But instead of taking that long road to my death, they took us out into a courtyard filled with people. I had no clue what was happening. But Pilate was there. And he raised his hand, and the crowd hushed. And then he told the people that he was going to release a prisoner to them, whomever they chose. I thought this must be some sort of joke. There's no way that Pilate is going to let me loose again. But he was serious. And then for the first time in days, I had a little glimmer of hope. And he offered us up, told them to choose either Barabbas or Jesus. And that was when I realized what Pilate was doing. He was using me as a way to let this Jesus go. But the crowds started to shout quietly at first, and then it grew. You could hear it, Barabbas, Barabbas, Barabbas. And then it grew to a shout, Barabbas, Barabbas. They chose me. They chose me. Oh, Pilate was not happy, for he knows that I'm part of the rebellion. But the people had spoken. Whatever he was doing didn't work. And you know what? I think God was sparing my life. After all, my name means Son of the Father. God was using his power, obviously, to save me from those Roman dogs. He must have plans for me. They loosed my chains, and I raised my arms in triumph, and the crowd went wild, and I went wild. Freedom!
But then I turned and looked at Jesus. I saw the one who was taking my place. His face was just a mask of blood. But he wasn't angry. He wasn't sad. He wasn't crying. There was no begging for his life. He was silent. And Pilate asked the crowd what he should do with Jesus. And they cried out, "Crucify him." And I couldn't believe it. You've got to be kidding me. Him? Pilate himself asked, "Why? What evil has this man done?" But they wouldn't listen. They screamed and cried even more. And I watched Jesus' face as they yelled, "Crucify." I looked at him. And he was calm. There was no screaming. And my friends, there was no fear. Though he was condemned to die. Who was this man who took my place? Well, I didn't really wait around to find out. I disappeared into the crowd. But I just couldn't leave, though. I couldn't leave. They took Jesus and my guys. They took Enon and Abinon, and they took him out to be crucified. And I just had to follow. So I grabbed a cloak, put it over me. See, I didn't want to be recognized again. No way did I want to get arrested again, but I had to see what would happen to my guys. We made our way to Golgotha. It was terrible. Those guys had to carry their cross beams all the way through the crowds and up the hills. And the people were screaming the whole time. The soldiers were beating them in order to keep them moving. And that Jesus guy, everywhere he stepped, he just left a trail of blood behind him. He kept falling over, kept collapsing, till finally they realized he could do it no more. So they pressed some other guy, made him carry the cross. I've seen people die. I've seen too many people die on those cursed Roman crosses. And I hated the thought of Abinon and Enon dying that slow, humiliating, painful death. But at least it wasn't me. The Father had made his choice. I felt bad for that Jesus guy, but God didn't want me to die. I must be pretty important. I must be important to God's plan. I have never been so proud of my name before. Barabbas, son of the Father. But I followed, and I watched the people, and I watched them after he was on the cross, and I watched them mock this Jesus like crazy, telling him, "Come off the cross. Come down and we'll believe in you." What kind of craziness is that? Telling someone to come off the cross. No one has the power to come off a cross. And then Jesus said something. Something that I couldn't grasp. I still don't understand it. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He asked for forgiveness for people who were mocking him. He asked for forgiveness for people who were spitting on him. He asked for forgiveness for the people who were killing him. I've never seen or heard anything like that in all my life. Then I couldn't watch anymore. No, it's not that I'm squeamish. I've seen people die. But a Roman soldier gave me a good, long look. And I realized it was time to go. There's no reason for me to stick around and get arrested again. For God had spared me. So I'd seen enough. So I walked home a free man. Free, but not innocent. I did my crimes, and I'd do them again to stop Rome. But that Jesus, this Jesus of Nazareth, he was an innocent man. An innocent man who was murdered. And I'm a murderer who was set free. I mean, my name is Son of the Father. But Jesus, he sure acted more like God's Son than I ever have. He died for me. He took my spot. I have a second chance because of him. Oh, should I change just because he died for me? Can I just go on living like I was before? What about you? Would you change if Jesus took your spot on the cross? Would you? What would you do if you were me?
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. He is not here. He is risen. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen."